Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Let's talk a little bit about Dad's Day, Father's Day. Got this beautiful message that came in from Nabila and Umar this morning. Listen, Nivia.
Good morning, Smile team. Hope you guys are well. My little son, Umar, wants to wish his dad happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you so much.
And for Abba?
I love you also, Abba, for so much. For always, Dad and Abba.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nabila, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Why are you making me so emotional so early in the morning?
That is just the sweetest. Mm. That is the sweetest heartfelt message for a dad, and a very special dad ahead of Father's Day, because Nabila, Ishmael's he's more than a dad. I mean, he's a super dad. You know, there's dads out there that are dads, and we'll be like, yeah, I'm one of those. And then you get those dads that are just, they go above and beyond, you know, and Ishmael is that.
That is true. You know, they always speak about superheroes, eh? But he is the superhero, and my mom is like the anchor behind him. So we are two girls in his life, and I think we literally, he says to us, we always keep him on his toes, and we make him old, but he tells everybody he is still 27. And his grandson believes till today he is 27 years old.
Oh, so sweet. Now, your dad's got this amazing story of life. Not only is he a dad, but he's a dad to many.
Yes, he is a dad to many. So years ago, his late sister passed away, and my mom's late sister and brother-in-law passed away. So we took on them. In our house, we came from humble beginnings, and without question, he became their father figure, and my mom became their mother figure. And we became from just two to a family of 9 kids, or 10, I think. And he made sure they did school. Education was number one priority. You don't come and sit in my house and think that you're going to live here for free. You go study.
Yo.
And he drilled that in us. In all of us.
That is, I mean, you think about wherever you are, your current situation, you think about taking other kids on board because you care enough about them to be their dad and to look after them and do what's right for them. 9 of which were in that household. And so ahead of this Father's Day, we want to say to your dad who's on the line with us this morning, Ishmael, good morning.
Good morning.
So
how are you guys doing?
You are incredible. How you had any time to yourself in your life is beyond me. You had your hands full, sir.
Well, you know what? You just count every day as a blessing, and I think that is more important than anything else. If you can still work, if you can still use your hands, that is a blessing in itself. And you know, to have family around you, to have daughters like this around you, it is just an absolute amazing feeling, serious.
Nabila, you are so lucky. You're blessed beyond. Ishmael, your family adore you. They love you. And they thank you ahead of Father's Day for everything that you mean to them. Nabila, do you want to say something to Dad?
Yes, I do. I want to just say thank you, Daddy, for always being there. I mean, you always say Mommy needs to get her cupboard done, and she's been waiting only 28 years. And at the moment, the moment me and my sister, and the name is Farzana, at the moment we are something, without hesitation, he is there. And the reason from our humble beginnings, you are the reason why we are the way we are. And we became academics because of you. You instilling something in us that I don't think we can ever give back. And I appreciate you, and I love you.
Love you too.